Lord Jesus, we come before you tonight desperate for your healing touch. Some of us are in pain, some of us are weak, Lord, some of us are barely holding on, but we believe you are still the healer. Let your fire fall right now. Let your healing hands touch every body that's broken. Let the blood of Jesus flow through every vein and drive out every sickness. Those who stumble upon this prayer are not here by accident, Lord. This is their moment of healing. Father in heaven, we come before you right now in one accord. We come as your people, broken, weary, hurting, but still believing. We come under the blood of Jesus. We come under the fire of the Holy Ghost. Lord, let your healing power fill this place. Let your glory fall like rain. Let every body under the sound of my voice burn with the fire of restoration right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. Lift your voice and say, Lord, heal me now. Yes, Lord, we believe you still heal. You still move. You still restore. You still deliver. You still raise the dead. You still open blind eyes. You still make the lame walk and the dumb speak. We believe in the healing power of the blood. Oh God, we plead that blood right now over our bodies, our organs, our bones, our blood, our flesh. Let that blood flow through every vein. Let that blood purify every cell. Let that blood drive out every infection, every virus, every disease, every cancer, every pain. We declare our bodies are altars of the Holy Ghost and no sickness can live here anymore. Somebody shout, no sickness in my body. Hallelujah. We decree it now. Sickness, pack your bags and go. Pain, leave right now. In the name of Jesus. High blood pressure, go. Diabetes, go. Arthritis, go. Cancer, go. Tumors, go. Asthma, go. Lupus, go. Every disease with a name must bow to the name of Jesus Christ. O Lord, let your fire burn through our flesh. Let your fire cleanse our blood. Let your fire melt every growth, every cyst, every blockage, every stone, every inflammation. Lord, burn out everything that doesn't belong. We open our mouths and declare, the fire of God is working in me right now. We can feel it. Yes, Lord, we can feel your power. We can feel your presence moving from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. We feel life coming back into our bones. We feel strength returning to our limbs. We feel energy returning to our blood. We feel wholeness flowing through our body. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Jesus, you took 39 stripes on your back, each one for a disease known and unknown. Those stripes were not in vain. We receive healing right now by the stripes of Jesus. Say it with me, church. By his stripes we are healed. Again, by his stripes we are healed. One more time. By his stripes we are healed. Father, we command every organ that has been failing to come back to life. Hearts, be strong again. Lungs, breathe freely again. Kidneys, function normally again. Liver, be made whole. Blood cells, be restored. Bones, be strengthened. Joints, receive oil from heaven. Skin, be renewed like a child. Nerves, be repaired. We speak life. We speak wholeness. We speak healing in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. Lay your hand on that part of your body that hurts and say it loud, blood of Jesus, heal me now. Yes, Lord, let that hand carry your fire. Let that touch be anointed. Wherever they place that hand, let your healing flow. Let bones shift back into alignment. Let pains vanish. Let spasms cease. Let nerves be calmed. Let swellings reduce. Let skin clear up. Let muscles be rebuilt. Let every system come under the order of heaven right now. Oh God, we call upon your name because you said, call upon me in the day of trouble and I will deliver you. We call on you now. We cry out, Jesus, 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 our healer, our restorer, our great physician. Come walk among us tonight. Come touch your children right now. Move through this room. Move through this house. Move through that hospital bed. Move through that living room. Move through that body. Move through that bloodstream and heal. Lord, We lift up every person with terminal diagnoses. Cancer has no authority over the blood. We speak fire into every cancer cell. Dry up and die in the name of Jesus. We speak life to every healthy cell. Multiply and flourish. We command immune systems to be strengthened, bodies to be revived, and bones to be filled with life again. Every spirit of infirmity that has been sent against us, we rebuke you now. We break your grip. We command you, loose your hold and come out by fire. Leave our bodies, leave our bloodlines, leave our generations. The blood of Jesus is against you. We are not your home. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Somebody shouted loud, "My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost." Yes, Lord, we declare this body belongs to God. This body was bought with a price. This body shall glorify God. This body shall be strong. This body shall be healed. This body shall live long to praise the name of Jesus. We refuse to die before our time. We refuse to be victims of sickness. We refuse to accept the lies of the devil. We declare, we shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. Oh, we feel your fire, Lord. We feel your wind. We feel your breath. Breathe on us right now. Breathe on our lungs. Breathe on our hearts. Breathe on our blood. Breathe on our nervous systems. Breathe on every dead tissue. Lord, let new cells be created instantly. Let bones regenerate. Let skin rejuvenate. Let muscles repair. Let every hidden infection die instantly by fire. We receive supernatural repair, supernatural strength, supernatural wholeness. Come on, somebody, lift your hands and say, "Fire of God, move through me." Yes, Lord, we welcome your fire. Let it flow from our heads to our feet. Let it touch our brains, heal strokes, heal migraines, heal memory loss. Let it touch our eyes, restore sight. Let it touch our ears, open them. Let it touch our throats, clear them. Let it touch our chests, heal hearts and lungs. Let it touch our stomachs, heal digestive systems. Let it touch our reproductive organs, restore fertility, restore balance, restore function. Let it touch our legs, give strength to walk again. We declare restoration in every part of our body. Every system works perfectly. Every organ obeys the Creator's command. Every cell responds to the voice of Jesus Christ. Our bodies come into divine alignment right now. Say it loud, church. My body is healed. My blood is cleansed. My bones are strong. My heart is restored. My lungs are free. My body is the Lord's. Oh, we feel that glory. We feel that anointing. We feel that power moving through every limb. Lord, we give you praise because you are doing what medicine could not do. You are restoring what time destroyed. You are healing what was declared hopeless. You are doing creative miracles right now. New bones, new eyes, new hearts, new blood, new organs. Somebody shout, new. Yes, Lord, make us new. Make our bodies new. Make our health new. Make our energy new. We receive it right now. The blood of Jesus makes all things new. Lord, we stand against every demonic arrow of sickness fired in the night, every poison in our food, in our water, in our blood. Be neutralized now by the blood of Jesus. Every satanic injection, every witchcraft attack, every demonic affliction, back to sender in the name of Jesus. We are covered by the blood. We are sealed by the blood. We are protected by the blood. Oh, we rejoice because the blood still speaks. It speaks better things than the blood of Abel. It speaks healing, life, deliverance, wholeness. Lord, we receive every word the blood speaks over us. We receive it in our bodies. We receive it in our bones. We receive it in our bloodstream. And now, Lord, we praise you in advance for every miracle already done. We praise you for every pain that just left. We praise you for every breath that just got easier. We praise you for every heart that just beat stronger. We praise you for every person who just stood up out of a bed. We praise you for every test result that will come back different. We praise you because your word does not fail. Somebody shout, "I am healed." Louder, "I am healed." One more time, I am healed by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we won't stop praising until the world knows that you still heal. We won't stop declaring until every ear hears that the blood still has power. We won't stop testifying until every nation knows that Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, seal this healing with your blood. Seal this miracle with your name. Seal this deliverance with your fire. We are healed. We are whole. We are restored. No evil shall return. No disease shall rise again. No affliction shall repeat. No weapon shall prosper. From this moment forward, we walk in divine health. We walk in divine strength. We walk in supernatural energy. We walk in the glory of God. The blood of Jesus is our shield, our medicine, our life. So, Lord, we lift our hands and we say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for healing us. Thank you for touching us. Thank you for making us whole. Thank you for setting our bodies on fire with your power. Thank you for doing what only you can do. And we declare before heaven and earth, Jesus is our healer. Jesus is our physician. Jesus is our restorer. Jesus is our fire. Jesus is our life. The fire has fallen. The blood has spoken. The miracle is done. Somebody shout, hallelujah. Somebody shout, I'm healed. Somebody shout, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen and amen. Stocker distribute equally. Media Group 4. Father in heaven, let your healing power fill this place. Let your glory fall like rain. Let every body under the sound of my voice burn with the fire of restoration right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, somebody, lift your voice and say, Lord, heal me now. Yes, Lord, we believe you still heal. You still move. You still restore. You still deliver. You still raise the dead. You still open blind eyes. You still make the lame walk and the dumb speak. We believe in the healing power of the blood. Oh God, we plead that blood right now over our bodies, our organs, our bones, our blood, our flesh. Let that blood flow through every vein. Let that blood purify every cell. Let that blood drive out every infection, every virus, every disease, every cancer, every pain. We declare our bodies are altars of the Holy Ghost, and no sickness can live here anymore. Somebody shout, no sickness in my body. Hallelujah. We decree it now. Sickness, pack your bags and go. Pain, leave right now. In the name of Jesus. High blood pressure, go. Diabetes, go. Arthritis, go. Cancer, go. Tumors, go. Asthma, go. Lupus, go. Every disease with a name must bow to the name of Jesus Christ. O Lord, let your fire burn through our flesh. Let your fire cleanse our blood. Let your fire melt every growth, every cyst, every blockage, every stone, every inflammation. Lord, burn out everything that doesn't belong. We open our mouths and declare, the fire of God is working in me right now. We can feel it. Yes, Lord, we can feel your power. We can feel your presence moving from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. We feel life coming back into our bones. We feel strength returning to our limbs. We feel energy returning to our blood. We feel wholeness flowing through our body. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Jesus, you took 39 stripes on your back, each one for a disease known and unknown. Those stripes were not in vain. We receive healing right now by the stripes of Jesus. Say it with me, church, by his stripes we are healed. Again, by his stripes we are healed. One more time, by his stripes we are healed. Father, we command every organ that has been failing to come back to life. Hearts, be strong again. Lungs, breathe freely again. Kidneys, function normally again. Liver, be made whole. Blood cells, be restored. Bones, be strengthened. Joints, receive oil from heaven. Skin, be renewed like a child. Nerves, be repaired. We speak life. We speak wholeness. We speak healing in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. Lay your hand on that part of your body that hurts and say it loud. Blood of Jesus, heal me now. Yes, Lord, let that hand carry your fire. Let that touch be anointed. Wherever they place that hand, let your healing flow. Let bones shift back into alignment. Let pains vanish. Let spasms cease. Let nerves be calmed. Let swellings reduce. Let skin clear up. Let muscles be rebuilt. Let every system come under the order of heaven right now. Oh God, we call upon your name because you said, call upon me in the day of trouble and I will deliver you. We call on you now, we cry out, Jesus, 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 our healer, our restorer, our great physician, come walk among us tonight. Come touch your children right now. Move through this room, move through this house, move through that hospital bed, move through that living room, move through that body, move through that bloodstream and heal. Lord, we lift up every person with terminal diagnoses. Cancer has no authority over the blood. We speak fire into every cancer cell. Dry up and die in the name of Jesus. We speak life to every healthy cell. Multiply and flourish. We command immune systems to be strengthened, bodies to be revived, and bones to be filled with life again. Every spirit of infirmity that has been sent against us, we rebuke you now. We break your grip. We command you, loose your hold and come out by fire. Leave our bodies, leave our bloodlines, leave our generations. The blood of Jesus is against you. We are not your home. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Somebody shout it loud. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord, we declare this body belongs to God. This body was bought with a price. This body shall glorify God. This body shall be strong. This body shall be healed. This body shall live long to praise the name of Jesus. We refuse to die before our time. We refuse to be victims of sickness. We refuse to accept the lies of the devil. We declare, we shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. Oh, we feel your fire, Lord. We feel your wind. We feel your breath. Breathe on us right now. Breathe on our lungs. Breathe on our hearts. Breathe on our blood. Breathe on our nervous systems. Breathe on every dead tissue. Lord, let new cells be created instantly. Let bones regenerate. Let skin rejuvenate. Let muscles repair. Let every hidden infection die instantly by fire. We receive supernatural repair, supernatural strength, supernatural wholeness. Come on, somebody. Lift your hands and say, Fire of God, move through me. Yes, Lord, we welcome your fire. Let it flow from our heads to our feet. Let it touch our brains, heal strokes, heal migraines, heal memory loss. Let it touch our eyes, restore sight. Let it touch our ears, open them. Let it touch our throats, clear them. Let it touch our chests, heal hearts and lungs. Let it touch our stomachs, heal digestive systems. Let it touch our reproductive organs, restore fertility, restore balance, restore function. Let it touch our legs, give strength to walk again. We declare restoration in every part of our body. Every system works perfectly. Every organ obeys the Creator's command. Every cell responds to the voice of Jesus Christ. Our bodies come into divine alignment right now. Say it loud, church. My body is healed, my blood is cleansed, my bones are strong, my heart is restored, my lungs are free, my body is the Lord's. Oh, we feel that glory, we feel that anointing, we feel that power moving through every limb. Lord, we give you praise because you are doing what medicine could not do. You are restoring what time destroyed. You are healing what was declared hopeless. You are doing creative miracles right now. New bones, new eyes, new hearts, new blood, new organs. Somebody shout, new! Yes, Lord, make us new, make our bodies new, make our health new, make our energy new. We receive it right now. The blood of Jesus makes all things new. Lord, we stand against every demonic arrow of sickness fired in the night. Every poison in our food, in our water, in our blood, be neutralized now by the blood of Jesus. Every satanic injection, every witchcraft attack, every demonic affliction, back to sender in the name of Jesus. We are covered by the blood. We are sealed by the blood. We are protected by the blood. Oh, we rejoice because the blood still speaks. It speaks better things than the blood of Abel. It speaks healing, life, deliverance, wholeness. Lord, we receive every word the blood speaks over us. We receive it in our bodies. We receive it in our bones. We receive it in our bloodstream. And now, Lord, we praise you in advance for every miracle already done. We praise you for every pain that just left. We praise you for every breath that just got easier. We praise you for every heart that just beat stronger. We praise you for every person who just stood up out of a bed. We praise you for every test result that will come back different. We praise you because your word does not fail. Somebody shout, "I am healed." Louder, "I am healed." One more time, "I am healed by the blood of Jesus." Hallelujah. Lord, we won't stop praising until the world knows that you still heal. We won't stop declaring until every ear hears that the blood still has power. We won't stop testifying until every nation knows that Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, seal this healing with your blood. Seal this miracle with your name. Seal this deliverance with your fire. We are healed, we are whole, we are restored. No evil shall return. No disease shall rise again. No affliction shall repeat. No weapon shall prosper. From this moment forward, we walk in divine health. We walk in divine strength. We walk in supernatural energy. We walk in the glory of God. The blood of Jesus is our shield, our medicine, our life. So, Lord, we lift our hands and we say, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for healing us. Thank you for touching us. Thank you for making us whole. Thank you for setting our bodies on fire with your power. Thank you for doing what only you can do." And we declare before heaven and earth, Jesus is our healer. Jesus is our physician. Jesus is our restorer. Jesus is our fire. Jesus is our life. The fire has fallen. The blood has spoken. The miracle is done. Somebody shout, "Hallelujah." Somebody shout, "I'm healed." Somebody shout, "Thank you, Jesus." Glory to God. Amen and amen. Stock and distribute equally. Media Group 1. Father in heaven, we come before you right now in one accord. We come as your people, broken, weary, hurting, but still believing. We come under the blood of Jesus. We come under the fire of the Holy Ghost. Lord, let your healing power fill this place. Let your glory fall like rain. Let everybody under the sound of my voice burn with the fire of restoration right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, somebody, lift your voice and say, "Lord, heal me now." Yes, Lord, we believe you still heal, you still move, you still restore, you still deliver, you still raise the dead, you still open blind eyes, you still make the lame walk and the dumb speak. We believe in the healing power of the blood. Oh God, we plead that blood right now over our bodies, our organs, our bones, our blood, our flesh. Let that blood flow through every vein. Let that blood purify every cell. Let that blood drive out every infection, every virus, every disease, every cancer, every pain. We declare our bodies are altars of the Holy Ghost, and no sickness can live here anymore. Somebody shout, "No sickness in my body." Hallelujah. We decree it now. Sickness, pack your bags and go. Pain, leave right now. In the name of Jesus. High blood pressure, go. Diabetes, go. Arthritis, go. Cancer, go. Tumors, go. Asthma, go. Lupus, go. Every disease with a name must bow to the name of Jesus Christ. O Lord, let your fire burn through our flesh. Let your fire cleanse our blood. Let your fire melt every growth, every cyst, every blockage, every stone, every inflammation. Lord, burn out everything that doesn't belong. We open our mouths and declare, "The fire of God is working in me right now. We can feel it." Yes, Lord, we can feel your power. We can feel your presence moving from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. We feel life coming back into our bones. We feel strength returning to our limbs. We feel energy returning to our blood. We feel wholeness flowing through our body. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, Jesus. You took 39 stripes on your back, each one for a disease known and unknown. Those stripes were not in vain. We receive healing right now by the stripes of Jesus. Say it with me. Church, by his stripes we are healed. Again, by his stripes we are healed. One more time, by his stripes we are healed. Father, we command every organ that has been failing to come back to life. Hearts, be strong again. Lungs, breathe freely again. Kidneys, function normally again. Liver, be made whole. Blood cells, be restored. Bones, be strengthened. Joints, receive oil from heaven. Skin, be renewed like a child. Nerves, be repaired. We speak life. We speak wholeness. We speak healing in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. Lay your hand on that part of your body that hurts and say it loud. Blood of Jesus, heal me now. Yes, Lord, let that hand carry your fire. Let that touch be anointed. Wherever they place that hand, let your healing flow. Let bones shift back into alignment. Let pains vanish. Let spasms cease. Let nerves be calmed. Let swellings reduce. Let skin clear up. Let muscles be rebuilt. Let every system come under the order of heaven right now. Oh God, we call upon your name because you said, "Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you." We call on you now. We cry out, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, our healer, our restorer, our great physician, come walk among us tonight. Come touch your children right now. Move through this room. Move through this house. Move through that hospital bed. Move through that living room. Move through that body. Move through that bloodstream and heal. Lord, we lift up every person with terminal diagnoses. Cancer has no authority over the blood. We speak fire into every cancer cell. Dry up and die in the name of Jesus. We speak life to every healthy cell. Multiply and flourish. We command immune systems to be strengthened, bodies to be revived, and bones to be filled with life again. Every spirit of infirmity that has been sent against us, we rebuke you now. We break your grip. We command you, loose your hold and come out by fire. Leave our bodies, leave our bloodlines, leave our generations. The blood of Jesus is against you. We are not your home. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Somebody shouted loud, "My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost." Yes, Lord, we declare this body belongs to God. This body was bought with a price. This body shall glorify God. This body shall be strong. This body shall be healed. This body shall live long to praise the name of Jesus. We refuse to die before our time. We refuse to be victims of sickness. We refuse to accept the lies of the devil. We declare we shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. Oh, we feel your fire, Lord. We feel your wind. We feel your breath. Breathe on us right now. Breathe on our lungs. Breathe on our hearts. Breathe on our blood. Breathe on our nervous systems. Breathe on every dead tissue. Lord, let new cells be created instantly. Let bones regenerate. Let skin rejuvenate. Let muscles repair. Let every hidden infection die instantly by fire. We receive supernatural repair, supernatural strength, supernatural wholeness. Come on, somebody, lift your hands and say, "Fire of God, move through me." Yes, Lord, we welcome your fire. Let it flow from our heads to our feet. Let it touch our brains, heal strokes, heal migraines, heal memory loss. Let it touch our eyes, restore sight. Let it touch our ears, open them. Let it touch our throats, clear them. Let it touch our chests, heal hearts and lungs. Let it touch our stomachs, heal digestive systems. Let it touch our reproductive organs, restore fertility, restore balance, restore function. Let it touch our legs, give strength to walk again. We declare restoration in every part of our body. Every system works perfectly. Every organ obeys the Creator's command. Every cell responds to the voice of Jesus Christ. Our bodies come into divine alignment right now. Say it loud, church. My body is healed. My blood is cleansed. My bones are strong. My heart is restored. My lungs are free. My body is the Lord's. Oh, we feel that glory. We feel that anointing. We feel that power moving through every limb. Lord, we give you praise because you are doing what medicine could not do. You are restoring what time destroyed. You are healing what was declared hopeless. You are doing creative miracles right now. New bones, new eyes, new hearts, new blood, new organs. Somebody shout, new. Yes, Lord, make us new, make our bodies new, make our health new, make our energy new. We receive it right now. The blood of Jesus makes all things new. Lord, we stand against every demonic arrow of sickness, fired in the night. Every poison in our food, in our water, in our blood, be neutralized now by the blood of Jesus. Every satanic injection, every witchcraft attack, every demonic affliction, back to sender in the name of Jesus. We are covered by the blood. We are sealed by the blood. We are protected by the blood. Oh, we rejoice because the blood still speaks. It speaks better things than the blood of Abel. It speaks healing, life, deliverance, wholeness. Lord, we receive every word the blood speaks over us. We receive it in our bodies. We receive it in our bones. We receive it in our bloodstream. And now, Lord, we praise you in advance for every miracle already done. We praise you for every pain that just left. We praise you for every breath that just got easier. We praise you for every heart that just beat stronger. We praise you for every person who just stood up out of a bed. We praise you for every test result that will come back different. We praise you because your word does not fail. Somebody shout, I am healed. Louder. I am healed. One more time. I am healed by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we won't stop praising until the world knows that you still heal. We won't stop declaring until every ear hears that the blood still has power. We won't stop testifying until every nation knows that Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, seal this healing with your blood. Seal this miracle with your name. Seal this deliverance with your fire. We are healed. We are whole. We are restored. No evil shall return. No disease shall rise again. No affliction shall repeat. No weapon shall prosper. From this moment forward, we walk in divine health. We walk in divine strength. We walk in supernatural energy. We walk in the glory of God. The blood of Jesus is our shield, our medicine, our life. So, Lord, we lift our hands and we say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for healing us. Thank you for touching us. Thank you for making us whole. Thank you for setting our bodies on fire with your power. Thank you for doing what only you can do. And we declare before heaven and earth, Jesus is our healer. Jesus is our physician. Jesus is our restorer. Jesus is our fire. Jesus is our life. The fire has fallen. The blood has spoken. The miracle is done. Somebody shout, hallelujah. Somebody shout, I'm healed. Somebody shout, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen and amen. Jesus is Lord forever and ever. And the people of God lift their hands and shout, hallelujah. The heavens are open and the glory is still here. Lord, your presence is heavy in this place, the kind that makes knees tremble, the kind that breaks chains just by breathing. We can feel you moving through the air, through the walls, through our very bones. The healing isn't just an event, it's a wave, a mighty wave of power, mercy, and fire rolling over us again and again. Father, we are undone in your presence. Our tears are not of sorrow, but of gratitude. Our voices are trembling with awe. We have seen the evidence of your goodness, and we cannot remain silent. How can we keep quiet when the blind see? How can we be still when the weak stand? How can we not shout when the dead things in our bodies have come back to life? We cry out together, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for what you are doing. Thank you for what you will still do. You are not finished. This is only the beginning. The fire has only just started to spread. Lord, we sense that you are walking among us right now, the same way you walked through Galilee. The hem of your garment is sweeping across this room. The shadow of your glory is falling on those who believe. Some can feel a heat in their hands. Others can feel electricity in their spine. Some are trembling. Some are weeping. It's you, Lord, your power, your love, your touch. You are laying hands on us yourself. No man's hand, but the nail-scarred hands of the risen Savior. The hands that were pierced for our healing. The hands that stretched out on the cross and declared, "It is finished." Oh, we receive it. We receive that finished work tonight. We receive it in our bones, in our blood, in our hearts, in our lungs, in our minds. And now we shout it loud, "It is finished." Pain is finished. Disease is finished. Weakness is finished. Fear is finished. Every curse, every affliction, every attack, finished by the blood of the Lamb. We are stepping into the overflow of healing. We are walking in rivers of restoration. Lord, you didn't just remove pain, you restored what pain had stolen. You didn't just take away sickness, you returned strength we thought we'd lost forever. You are renewing youth like the eagles. You are replacing years of suffering with days of joy. You are trading ashes for beauty, despair for dancing, tears for laughter. Our hearts are overwhelmed with gratitude. Every breath feels like worship. Every heartbeat feels like praise. We can't explain what you've done, Lord. We can only adore you. And so we lift our voices higher. You are worthy, Lord. You are holy. You are faithful. You are mighty to heal. Father, as we stand in this revival atmosphere, we intercede for those who are not yet here. Those still bound by sickness, still lost in pain, still waiting for hope. Lord, let the fire that touched us leap from our lives into theirs. Let our healing spark a chain reaction of miracles. Let our testimony become someone's turning point. Let every listener carry this same fire into hospitals, into homes, into nations. We pray for the ones who feel forgotten, for the one lying in a hospital room staring at the ceiling, wondering if you still remember them, for the one whose body is racked with pain but faith is fading, for the mother holding her sick child, for the man who's been told there's no cure, for the elderly woman who can barely walk, for the child who doesn't understand why their body hurts. Lord, stretch out your hand now. Let your presence fill every hospital, every home, every ward, every bed. Let doctors feel the shift and not understand it. Let nurses witness the impossible. Let the dying rise. Let the monitors record miracles. Let medical records become revival reports. We call their names in the Spirit, every man, woman, and child who has been crying out in pain, and we declare, "Be healed in the name of Jesus." Yes, Lord, release that healing flood. Send angels of healing to minister even now. Touch spines, touch nerves, touch muscles, touch bloodstreams, touch immune systems. Let this power roll through bodies like thunder. Oh God, you said in your word that you would pour out your Spirit on all flesh, and we say, let it be so. Pour it out. Let this generation experience the same fire that fell in Acts. Let the lame leap again. Let the blind see again. Let the deaf hear again. Let the paralyzed rise again. Let every incurable disease vanish at the mention of Jesus. And we declare over every nation the blood of Jesus still heals. It heals in Africa. It heals in the Caribbean. It heals in America. It heals in Asia. It heals in every hospital, every church, every home. No border can stop the blood. No law can limit your power. No sickness can resist your name. We feel revival burning through the earth, Lord. We feel it in our bones. This is more than healing. It's awakening. You are stirring hearts, opening eyes, reviving faith, restoring purpose. People who gave up are rising again. People who lost hope are believing again. Those who stopped praying are crying out again. Oh, we hear the sound of revival. It's the sound of healed lungs breathing freely. It's the sound of hearts beating strong. It's the sound of saints shouting hallelujah. It's the sound of the redeemed returning home. It's the sound of nations being shaken by the testimony of Jesus. We cry out with everything in us, let your glory cover the earth. Let your fire consume every sickness. Let your blood rewrite our story. Lord, keep our eyes fixed on you. We will not glorify sickness. We will glorify the Savior. We will not speak of what was broken. We will speak of who repaired it. Our bodies are billboards for your mercy. Our lives are proof that heaven is real. Our voices will echo through time, declaring that the blood never lost its power. Father, we know that healing is not just what you do. It's who you are. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals us. You don't just heal some, you heal all who come. You don't just touch bodies, you transform lives. So we come again, Lord, surrendering fully, every limb, every cell, every scar, every memory of pain. Take it all. Flood it with your presence. Fill every corner of our being with your glory. Let there be no room left for sickness, no space left for fear. Lord, as the fire burns, we ask for one more thing. Let this healing turn into holiness. Let our physical restoration lead us to deeper devotion. Let our strength be used for service. Let our breath become praise. Let our bodies become instruments of worship. We don't want just healed bodies, we want burning hearts. We don't want only strength, we want surrender. We don't want only freedom from pain, we want fullness of purpose. O Lord, let this revival not end in noise, but in transformation. Let the healed become healers. Let the touched become touchbearers. Let this night of fire become a lifetime of flames. We cry it together. Fill us again, Lord. Fill us until there's nothing left but you. We want to be so filled with your Spirit that sickness has no place to return. We want to be so full of your presence that every breath we take releases healing into the air around us. Let our very shadows carry power, Lord. Like Peter's shadow healed the sick, let ours carry your glory. Let our clothes, our words, our touch, our footsteps be carriers of your anointing. We declare this generation will not only hear about miracles, we will live them. We will walk in them. We will become them. The same power that raised Christ from the dead lives in us, and we refuse to live below it. Now we lift our voices one more time and declare, let the fire burn brighter. Let it spread from this place to every corner of the earth. Let it fall on pastors, prophets, children, families, and nations. Let it break every yoke of sickness, silence every lie of the enemy, and reveal the glory of God in full. And we seal every word we've prayed with one voice. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The blood speaks, the fire burns, the miracle stands forever and ever. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before you today crying out for your healing fire. We come as your children washed in the blood, standing not in our own strength but in the power of the cross. Lord Jesus, we lift our hearts, our minds, and our bodies before you. We know there is power in your name, power in your blood, and power in your presence. Let your healing fire fall upon us now. Let it consume every sickness, every pain, every wound, and every curse. Lord, we cry out. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost move through every cell of our bodies, through every thought in our minds, through every memory that still bleeds. We declare, healing fire of God, fall upon us. Father, we know that when the blood speaks, sickness must bow. When the blood speaks, demons must flee. When the blood speaks, everything dead must rise. So today, O Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over our bodies, over our hearts, over our homes, and over our destiny. Let the blood begin to flow right now, purging, cleansing, and restoring everything that has been broken. We are not here to beg for healing. We are here to claim what Jesus already paid for. By his stripes we are healed. By his blood we are restored. By his Spirit we are made whole. O Lord, we call upon your holy fire, the same fire that fell on Mount Carmel, the same fire that fell in the upper room. Let it fall again upon us. Let it burn out everything that is not of you. Every infection, every inflammation, every growth, every poison, every dark spirit hiding in our flesh or mind, be consumed by the fire of God. Let your fire run through our veins, through our bones, through our organs. We speak to our hearts, beat in the rhythm of heaven. We speak to our blood, flow with divine strength. We speak to our minds, be renewed in peace. We speak to our lungs, breathe in the wind of the Spirit. Father, We lay down every diagnosis, every doctor's report, every word of sickness that has been spoken against us. We refuse to agree with pain. We agree with the promise. We refuse to agree with sickness. We agree with the Savior. Lord Jesus, let the blood that poured from your hands heal our work. Let the blood that poured from your feet heal our journey. Let the blood that poured from your side heal our hearts. Let the blood that poured from your head heal our thoughts. Let the blood that dripped down your back heal every wound we have carried too long. Lord, let that blood now speak over our lives. Father, we pray for healing in every hidden place. Heal the childhood pain. Heal the secret trauma. Heal the memories that still cry in silence. Heal the disappointments that left scars. Heal the rejection that turned into bitterness. Heal the heartbreaks that still hurt in the night. Heal the grief that feels endless. Heal the anxiety that drains our strength. Heal the fear that holds us back. Heal the worry that keeps us awake. Heal the mind that has forgotten peace. Heal the heart that has forgotten joy. Heal the spirit that has forgotten hope. Lord, we call for your healing fire to touch our families. Heal the broken homes. Heal the wounded marriages. Heal the relationships torn apart by anger and pride. Let the blood of Jesus restore communication, restore love, restore forgiveness, restore unity. Heal parents and children, brothers and sisters, friends who became strangers. Let your blood become the bridge that reconnects what sin divided. Father, pour out restoration upon every house listening to this prayer. Let peace return to the dining tables. Let laughter return to the bedrooms. Let prayer return to the living rooms. Let the fire of love burn again in the hearts of your people. Lord, we cry for restoration of our bodies. Every sickness that has made a home in our flesh, we command you in the name of Jesus, leave now. Every cell that has been attacked, be healed by the blood. Every system that has shut down, come alive again. Every organ that is weak, receive strength now. Every nerve that is damaged, be repaired now. Every infection in the blood, be purified now. Every broken bone, every injured muscle, every inflamed joint, every troubled gland, be made whole now. Lord Jesus, you are our physician. You are our healer. You are our life. Let your healing power rise within us like a river of fire. We plead the blood of Jesus over our minds. Lord, restore our mental strength. Where there has been confusion, bring clarity. Where there has been fog, bring focus. Where there has been depression, bring joy. Where there has been fear, bring courage. Where there has been torment, bring peace. Where there has been anxiety, bring calm. Where there has been doubt, bring faith. Lord, touch every chemical imbalance, every neuron, every synapse. Bring order into chaos. Bring harmony into disorder. Let the peace of Christ rule over our minds like a crown. Father, we also pray for emotional healing. Lord, many of us are smiling on the outside but bleeding on the inside. Many of us are serving others while silently hurting. Many of us are walking but weary, standing but shaking, living but losing strength. Let your healing fire reach into the deepest places of our emotions. Touch the places no one else can touch. Heal the pain we can't describe. Lift the burden we can't explain. Dry the tears we cry when no one sees. Lord, take our ashes and give us beauty. Take our mourning and give us joy. Take our heaviness and give us praise. Let the blood of Jesus wash through our emotions, purifying the rivers of our hearts until joy flows again. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over our finances. Restore what sickness stole. Restore what fear destroyed. Restore what sin devoured. Father, every open door to poverty, close it now by the blood. Every curse that limited our provision, break it now by the blood. Every debt that weighs heavy on our shoulders, release it now by your mercy. We speak restoration to jobs, opportunities, and favor. Lord, let your healing fire not only touch our bodies, but our destiny. Heal our dreams. Heal our goals. Heal our creativity. Heal our productivity. Heal our plans. Let nothing be missing, nothing be broken, nothing be wasted. Father, we pray for those who have lost faith, those who stopped believing because the pain has been too long. Lord, heal their faith, restore their fire. Let the blood of Jesus reignite their hearts again. Where hope has died, breathe life again. Where prayer has faded, bring power again. Where trust has been betrayed, bring healing again. Lord, teach us to believe again. Let your Spirit lift our hands again. Let your word give us strength again. Lord, we also bring before you those who have been told there is no cure. The doctors may have said it is impossible, but we know nothing is impossible with you. Lord Jesus, we lift up cancer, diabetes, heart disease, stroke, kidney failure, HIV, arthritis, migraines, chronic pain, infertility, nerve disorders, mental breakdowns, and every sickness named and unnamed. Lord, let your healing fire sweep through every hospital room, every bed, every body. Let your blood speak louder than any diagnosis. We declare that by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. Lord, send your healing fire to those who can't even pray anymore. Those who are so tired they can't lift their voices. Let our prayer carry them. Let our faith hold them. Let your power reach them. Lord, visit the hospital beds, the wheelchairs, the silent rooms, the broken hearts. Let your presence walk in and bring light. Let every spirit of death be silenced. Let every chain of sickness be broken. Let the breath of God fill lungs again. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost awaken life again. Lord, let the blood of Jesus mark every listener right now. Let that mark become a shield, a wall of fire, a covering of power. Father, heal the nations, heal our communities, heal the land that has been defiled by injustice and sin. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse our countries, our leaders, our systems. Let righteousness rise again. Let mercy flow again. Let peace reign again. Heal the wounds of racism, division, hatred, and corruption. Heal the streets where blood has been shed. Heal the homes where fear has entered. Let your healing fire sweep through the earth, purifying everything that has been stained. Lord, we cry for the restoration of our purpose. Where the enemy has stolen time, restore it. Where the enemy has stolen strength, restore it. Where the enemy has stolen years through sickness, restore them sevenfold. Lord, heal the dreams we abandoned. Heal the callings we neglected. Heal the gifts we buried. Heal the passion we lost. Let your fire reignite every purpose that has gone cold. Let every listener rise again in power. Let every destiny that has been delayed accelerate by your grace. Lord Jesus, let your blood cover our sleep. Heal us even as we rest. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost watch over us in the night. Remove nightmares. Remove insomnia. Remove fear. Remove torment. Let every listener wake up renewed, strengthened, and refreshed. Father, let your angels surround us like a wall of fire. Let your glory rest upon our homes. Lord, we pray for those who carry invisible sicknesses, the ones no one understands, the autoimmune diseases, the nerve pain, the fatigue, the inner battles, the hidden wounds. Lord, they are tired but still believing. They are weak but still worshiping. They are broken but still showing up. Father, reward their faith. Let your fire visit their bodies now. Let warmth flood their skin. Let power rise in their blood. Let strength return to their bones. Let the pain dissolve by your hand. We plead the blood of Jesus over our immune systems. Strengthen them, Lord. Let them recognize what is good and destroy what is evil. Let them rise up in divine balance. Let every virus die, every bacteria perish, every abnormal cell vanish. Lord, fortify our bodies with your strength. We declare we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Nothing formed against us shall prosper. Lord, we call upon the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. Let that resurrection power work in us now. Raise us from sickness into strength, from weakness into wholeness, from pain into praise. Let that same Spirit that brought Jesus out of the tomb bring us out of every pit. Bring us out of fear. Bring us out of despair. Bring us out of sickness. Bring us into restoration, into victory, into fullness. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over every listener's future. We declare the fire of God will go before us. We will not return to sickness. We will not return to weakness. We will not return to fear. We are sealed in the blood. We are surrounded by fire. We are walking testimonies of the healing power of God. Lord, let everything connected to us carry the mark of restoration, our homes, our families, our finances, our hearts, our minds. Father, as we lift our voices, let the heavens open. Let every listener feel the weight of your glory. Let them sense your hand upon their head, your warmth in their body, your peace in their soul. Lord, let there be evidence that we prayed. Let there be testimonies that will shake the enemy. Let there be miracles that will glorify your name. Lord, we thank you for the healing fire. We thank you for the blood that restores. We thank you for the spirit that renews. We thank you for the power that never fails. Lord, we will not stop believing. We will not stop praying. We will not stop declaring. We know that you are faithful. We know that you have heard us. We know that the healing has already begun. Father, let the healing continue every moment, every hour, every day. Let it flow when we sleep. Let it flow when we wake. Let it flow when we work. Let it flow when we worship. Let the blood of Jesus never stop speaking over us. Let your fire never stop burning in us. Let our lives become living testimonies of what your healing power can do. Lord, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We stand in awe of your power. We are healed, we are restored, we are renewed, we are revived. We are covered in the blood of Jesus. We are walking under open heavens. We are breathing your presence. We are standing in your fire. And now, Lord, seal this prayer with your blood. Let every listener be surrounded by your glory. Let your angels remain on guard. Let every sickness that tried to return be burned by your fire. Let every curse that tried to linger be erased by your blood. Let every demonic whisper be silenced by your power. We declare full restoration in Jesus' mighty name. Every cell, every thought, every dream, every plan, every life restored. We declare complete healing, body, mind, and soul. We declare divine restoration inside and out. We declare no trace of sickness, no shadow of pain, no residue of fear. We declare open heavens, flowing rivers, burning fire, everlasting joy. We declare it is done, it is finished, it is sealed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you, Lord, for your fire. Thank you, Lord, for your healing. Thank you, Lord, for complete restoration. In the mighty, powerful, everlasting name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Father in heaven, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I come before you today, standing in the gap for every listener under the sound of my voice. Lord, I lift them before you, every man, every woman, every child, every soul that has been broken, wounded, and weary. I bring them before your throne of mercy, and I plead the blood of Jesus over their lives right now. Let the healing fire of the Holy Spirit begin to fall. Let your glory descend upon them like a consuming flame. Let everything that is not of you in their body, their mind, their spirit, and their life be burned away by the fire of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you are the great physician. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. You are the one who spoke the word and diseases fled. You are the one who touched the blind and they saw, who called out to the lame and they walked, who opened deaf ears and raised the dead from the grave. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. I pray right now, O Lord, let that same power flow through this prayer. Let it move through every listener like living fire. Let it heal every sickness, remove every pain, dissolve every lump, break every yoke, and restore every part of their body that has been under attack in the name of Jesus. Father, I speak to every cell, every organ, every bone, every nerve, and every tissue that has been damaged. I command divine restoration now by the power of the blood that was shed at Calvary, the blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel, the blood that silences the voice of sickness and cancels every report of the enemy. Let that blood begin to speak for them right now. Lord, I decree that every sickness hiding in their body is exposed by the fire of God. Every hidden infection, every chronic disease, every silent killer, every unexplainable pain, let it bow to the name of Jesus Christ. Let the healing fire consume it now. Let the life of Christ replace it now. Lord, some of them have been crying in secret. Some have been praying for healing that doctors could not explain. Some have been living with pain for years. But today, by the authority of the blood of Jesus, I decree total restoration. I declare their bodies are being renewed. I declare their health is being restored. I declare their blood is being purified. I declare their organs are coming back to divine alignment. Every system of their body, respiratory, digestive, reproductive, nervous, cardiovascular, come under the government of the Holy Ghost right now. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree divine balance, divine strength, divine peace in their body right now. Lord, you said in your word, by his stripes we are healed. Those stripes on Jesus' back were not in vain. Those wounds carried our sicknesses. That blood carried our deliverance. So, Father, I stand on that word and I lift up every listener whose body has been under affliction. Let the power of those stripes speak now. Let the blood of Jesus become medicine in their veins. Let the blood of Jesus become breath in their lungs. Let the blood of Jesus become strength in their bones. Let the blood of Jesus become renewal in their flesh. I release that supernatural power now. Let it move through every listener like electricity from heaven. Father, I come against every spiritual cause of sickness, every generational curse of infirmity, every demonic root of disease, every inherited weakness, every witchcraft arrow shot into their health. I command it to break now in the name of Jesus. I command it to come out by fire. I command it to leave their bodies and never return. Lord, every listener whose sickness did not come from the natural but from a spiritual source, let your fire expose it. Let your fire burn it out completely. Every strange hand that touched their body, every evil covenant connected to their bloodline, every word spoken over their health, I nullify it by the blood of Jesus. I overturn it by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Let every evil altar calling their name for affliction catch fire now. Father, I also pray for those who are broken in spirit. Lord, there are listeners whose wounds cannot be seen by the eyes of men. They smile on the outside but are bleeding on the inside. Lord, you see every heart that has been shattered, every soul that has been weary, every spirit that has been burdened by sorrow and pain. Right now, I call down your healing fire into their hearts. Let your light enter every dark corner of their soul. Let your peace calm every storm of anxiety, depression, guilt, or shame. Lord, lift that burden off their shoulders. Heal the wounds that no doctor can treat. Restore joy where it was stolen. Restore peace where it was lost. Restore hope where it was crushed. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree complete emotional healing. Father, I pray for the mind of every listener. Lord, some of them are tormented in their thoughts. Their minds are full of confusion, fear, and racing thoughts that steal their peace. But today, I plead the blood of Jesus over their minds. Let the mind of Christ enter them now. Let every dark cloud of mental torment scatter by fire. Every voice of depression, every whisper of anxiety, every spirit of heaviness, I silence you by the blood of Jesus. I decree the peace of God that surpasses all understanding shall guard their hearts and their minds. I release clarity where there has been confusion. I release stability where there has been instability. I release calmness where there has been chaos. I declare that their minds are covered under the blood and filled with the light of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray for those who are spiritually sick. They once walked with you closely, but the fire has gone out. Their prayer life has become weak. Their faith has been attacked. Their spirit feels dry and empty. Lord, today I pray, let the fire of revival fall upon them. Let the flame of the Holy Spirit be rekindled inside of them. Let every dead altar of prayer come alive again. Let every broken communion with you be restored. Let every listener who has drifted from your presence be pulled back into your embrace. O God, renew their spirit, strengthen their faith. Light up their hearts with your glory again. Let the blood of Jesus wash away every sin that stands between them and you. Let them feel your presence like a river of peace. Let them hunger again for your word. Let them burn again for your kingdom. Father, I pray for the restoration of relationships. Many listening have broken homes, broken friendships, and broken trust. Some have family members that no longer speak to them. Some have been betrayed and abandoned. Lord, I ask you, where there has been division, bring unity. Where there has been hatred, bring forgiveness. Where there has been misunderstanding, bring peace. Let your healing fire touch families today. Heal marriages that have been wounded. Heal children who have been scarred by conflict. Heal parents who carry guilt and regret. Let the blood of Jesus speak reconciliation. Let your spirit mend what the enemy has torn apart. Restore families, O God, and let love reign again. Father, I lift up every listener who has suffered financial loss. Lord, there are those whose pockets are empty but whose hearts still trust you. There are those who have been working hard but still struggle to make ends meet. There are those who have lost jobs, opportunities, and investments. But today, Lord, I declare supernatural restoration. I plead the blood of Jesus over their finances. I decree that every curse of lack is broken. Every devourer that has been eating their harvest, I command it to die by fire. Let the windows of heaven open over them. Let divine provision locate them. Let resources, contracts, and ideas flow to them. Lord, breathe on their hands again. Prosper the work of their hands. Give them the wisdom to manage, multiply, and steward their blessings well. I declare financial healing and divine favor in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for those who have lost their purpose. Some feel like life has passed them by. Some feel too broken to be used again. But Lord, you are the God who restores. You took Moses at 80 and used him mightily. You turned the life of Job around and gave him double for his trouble. Lord, I decree that this shall be the season of divine restoration for every listener. Let every stolen opportunity return sevenfold. Let every delay be turned into divine speed. Let every failure become a testimony. Let every closed door open again. Lord, remind them that they are not forgotten. Lift them from the ashes of shame and crown them with the oil of gladness. Restore their purpose, their confidence, and their faith in what you can still do. Lord, I know there are listeners who have prayed for a long time and have seen no result. Some have fasted, cried, and begged you for answers. But I declare today that this prayer shall mark the turning point in their life. The blood of Jesus shall speak louder than every delay. The blood of Jesus shall overturn every verdict against them. The blood of Jesus shall open every closed heaven. Lord, let angels of healing and restoration begin to move into their homes. Let testimonies begin to rise out of this prayer. Let them see your hand at work, not in months but in days. Let them wake up healed. Let them receive calls of favor. Let them feel the peace that has been missing. Let them testify that you are still the God who restores. Father, I lift up those who are carrying pain that has become part of their identity. They've learned to live with it. They've accepted it. But Lord, you didn't create them to survive pain. You created them to walk in victory. So I break every agreement with affliction. I cancel every lie of the enemy that told them healing is not for them. I release the fire of the Holy Spirit into that situation. Let every spirit of infirmity be cast out now. Let the power of Jesus' blood cleanse and heal them completely. I declare that their story is changing right now. What used to bring tears will soon bring testimonies. What used to cause fear will now bring faith. What used to be a wound will become a weapon of praise. Father, I pray for those who are listening from hospital beds, those who can barely lift their heads, those connected to machines, those counting days with pain. Lord, stretch forth your healing hand. Let the blood of Jesus cover that hospital room. Let angels walk into that ward and touch their bodies. Let healing begin to flow like a river. Let every doctor and nurse become an instrument of your mercy. Let every report begin to change for the better. Lord, I decree miraculous recoveries in the name of Jesus. Let them rise from that bed as a testimony of your power. Let every sickness that has defied medicine bow to the authority of Christ. Let life enter every dying cell. Let hope enter every fainting heart. Let your name be glorified through their healing. Father, I also pray for those caring for the sick, mothers, fathers, sons, daughters, nurses, and caretakers who are weary and burdened. Lord, strengthen them. Bless them for their compassion. Refresh them when they are tired. Remind them that you see their love and labor. Reward them openly. Let your peace rest upon their shoulders. Let them never lose faith in your power to heal. O Lord our God, we come before you together as one people, one body, one church under heaven. We are not here for form or fashion. We are not here for religion. We are here for encounter. We are here for fire. We are here for healing. We are here for restoration. Let the heavens open over us right now, O Lord. Let the fire that fell on Mount Carmel fall again upon us. Let the same power that raised Jesus from the dead quicken us right now. We plead the blood of Jesus over our minds, our bodies, our souls, our families, our finances, and our future. Lord, let that blood speak louder than our pain, louder than our sickness, louder than every voice of the enemy. We declare together, O God, that this is our hour of healing. This is our hour of deliverance. This is our hour of restoration. We will not leave this moment the same. We will not walk away with the same pain. We will not live with the same burden. We will not bow to the same sickness. The fire of the Holy Ghost is burning in us right now. We lift our voices and we cry, healing fire, fall on us. Let every weakness turn into strength. Let every pain turn into praise. Let every sickness be swallowed up by the blood of Jesus. Lord, we open our mouths and declare that the power of the blood is working right now. It is cleansing, it is purifying, it is restoring, it is transforming. Every dead place in our lives, come alive. Every blocked door, open. Every wounded heart, be mended. Every broken spirit, be lifted. We decree restoration over our homes, over our bodies, over our generations. We command healing to break forth like the dawn. We command strength to rise like the morning sun. We command life to spring up where death once ruled. O God, we believe you are here right now. We can feel your presence. We can sense your power. We can hear your spirit moving like rushing wind. Do it again, Lord. Do what no man can do. Heal what no doctor can touch. Fix what no counselor can repair. Mend what no money can buy. Lord, let your fire fall and consume every root of sickness in our bodies, every trace of disease, every cell of infection, every germ of pain, let it burn by fire. We decree that we are washed, we are healed, we are renewed by the blood of Jesus. We rise in the Spirit right now, and we take back what the enemy has stolen. We take back our peace, we take back our health, we take back our joy. We take back our years. We take back our strength. We take back our laughter. We take back our destiny. Devil, you cannot have us anymore. The blood of Jesus stands against you. We belong to Jesus. Our bodies belong to Jesus. Our minds belong to Jesus. Our homes belong to Jesus. The blood of the Lamb marks us as untouchable. Every evil spirit sent to destroy us, every curse whispered against us, every plan drawn in darkness, we command it to backfire by fire. We decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned by the power of the blood. O Lord, we lift up our hands to heaven right now, and we declare that your healing fire is moving. We feel it burning out the poison of the past. We feel it breaking off every chain. We feel it melting every mountain of affliction. We feel it driving away every darkness. The atmosphere is shifting. The power of the blood is speaking. Lord, breathe on us again. Breathe on our lungs. Breathe on our hearts. Breathe on our minds. Breathe on our dreams. Breathe on our faith. Where we were weak, make us strong. Where we were fearful, make us bold. Where we were broken, make us whole again. We decree and declare, O God, that your fire will never go out in us again. We will not live half alive. We will not live half healed. We will not live half restored. We want complete healing. We want complete restoration. Lord, everything that was lost, bring it back. Everything that was broken, rebuild it. Everything that was delayed, accelerate it. Everything that was cursed, redeem it. Everything that was dead, resurrect it. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree divine wholeness over our lives. Lord, we cry out for the fire of revival in our homes. Let every wall of division fall. Let every curse of conflict break. Let the spirit of unity fill our families again. Let love return. Let forgiveness flow. Let peace settle in our hearts. Where the enemy sowed hatred, let your blood sow love. Where he brought confusion, let your spirit bring order. We speak healing to our homes, restoration to our marriages, peace to our children, and joy to our generations. We declare that our homes will be altars of prayer, our tables will be filled with thanksgiving, and our walls will echo with praise. Father, we lift our voices for our minds. Heal our minds, O God. Where there is depression, let there be joy. Where there is anxiety, let there be peace. Where there is confusion, let there be clarity. Where there is fear, let there be boldness. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse our thoughts. We refuse to be prisoners of mental torment. We reject every lie that says we are not enough. We reject every voice that says we are defeated. We reject every whisper that says it's over. The blood of Jesus gives us victory. We have the mind of Christ. We think with faith, we speak with power, we walk in light. We cry out, Lord, for spiritual revival. Set our hearts on fire again. We will not be cold Christians. We will not be silent believers. We will not be powerless worshippers. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost ignite in our bones. Let the hunger for your presence consume us. Let the thirst for your word drive us deeper. Lord, fill us again with your spirit. Baptize us fresh in power, in boldness, in glory. Let miracles break out through our lives. Let signs and wonders follow our prayers. Let healing flow through our hands. Let our words carry authority. Let our faith move mountains. We decree that we are not ordinary. We are vessels of fire. We are carriers of revival. We are walking testimonies of restoration. Lord, we stand together as one voice and we shout, restoration, restoration in our bodies, restoration in our finances, restoration in our families, restoration in our souls, restoration in our faith. Let everything the enemy stole be returned sevenfold. Let everything he delayed be released with divine speed. Let everything he buried be resurrected with power. We will not live in defeat. We will not walk in shame. We will not bow to pain. We are rising with fire. We are rising with glory. We are rising with the blood of Jesus covering us. O God, we lift our hands and we cry out for divine exchange. Take our sickness and give us health. Take our pain and give us peace. Take our sorrow and give us joy. Take our weakness and give us strength. Take our poverty and give us abundance. Take our fear and give us faith. Take our ashes and give us beauty. Take our mourning and give us dancing. we receive divine exchange by the blood of Jesus. Lord, we open our hearts to receive everything you have prepared for us. We are ready for overflow, ready for miracles, ready for restoration. Lord, we call upon your fire to move through our generation. We will not watch our children suffer. We will not pass down sickness. We will not transfer curses. We break every generational chain by the blood of Jesus. We declare our bloodline cleansed, our family redeemed, our future secured. Every spirit of delay, disappointment, and disaster, we cast you out. Every sickness that traveled through our lineage, we stop you here. The blood of Jesus draws the line. We are a new generation, born of fire, covered in blood, walking in glory. Lord, we thank you because you are faithful. We thank you because you hear us. We thank you because your word does not return void. We thank you because the fire is falling right now. We thank you because the blood is speaking right now. We thank you because miracles are breaking out right now. We thank you because testimonies are being written right now. We thank you because restoration has begun right now. Lord, we give you glory. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you honor. Now, Father, let the seal of your covenant rest upon us. We are healed by the blood. We are delivered by the blood. We are restored by the blood. We are covered by the blood. We are made whole by the blood. We are strengthened by the blood. We are victorious by the blood. No more pain, no more fear, no more lack, no more bondage, no more delay. We walk in divine health, divine peace, divine abundance, divine favor, and divine joy. And now, Lord, as one people, we lift our voices in thanksgiving. Thank you for the healing fire that has fallen. Thank you for the restoration that has begun. Thank you for the miracles that are unfolding. Thank you for the peace that is flowing. Thank you for the faith that is rising. Thank you for the chains that are broken. Thank you for the lives that are renewed. Thank you for the blood that never loses its power. We shout it loud, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Our healer, our restorer, our redeemer, our deliverer, our savior, we give you all the glory. The fire has fallen, the chains are broken, and we are free. Hallelujah. Amen.